Top of the news this Saturday evening, receding waters in the starving Haitian city of Gonaive revealed the bodies of more victims killed by Tropical Storm Hanna's floods as the United States, UN peacekeepers and aid groups struggled to feed thousands left hungry by the storm. Caritas Internationalis spokesperson Michelle Hoff discussed the immediate and long-term challenges of the relief effort with Stefano Leshinsky.
Haiti is quite dramatic at the moment. That we know of, 600,000 people have been affected by this series of hurricanes. And also, there have been 500 deaths. Caritas, in the meantime, is trying to get food through. We've already sent two trucks full of food aid to Gonaive. And also, we sent shelter and blankets. In the meantime, the bishop of the town has opened the doors of his home, of the cathedral, to 500 people to give them shelter.
Yeah, it seems it will be a long-term emergency. Do you have plans as Caritas Internationalis also for the future?
Yes. So far we've done this much, but we also hope to help 4,000 people by providing them with drinkable water and sanitary help with the sanitary services. And we're also going to build 5 camps so people can have shelter somewhere. And then in the longer term, we're looking at rehabilitation and helping these people get their lives back together. And we're going to do this initially by helping 2,000 people who work in agriculture. We're going to provide them with seeds and tools so that they can basically start to get back on their feet